This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. India and Singapore yesterday discussed cooperation in semiconductors, industrial parks, skilling, digitalization and trade development. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held meeting with the visiting President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, as the two countries celebrate 60 years of bilateral relations, he is confident that Singapore's President visit will add new momentum to India-Singapore comprehensive strategic partnership. President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu today at Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Murmu will also host a banquet in his honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet with the President of Singapore. Mr. Shanmugaratnam is on a five-day visit to India. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament and officials. This is his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. President Tharman will also visit Odisha on Friday and Saturday. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh yesterday interacted with senior civil servants of Kenya headed by Attorney General Ms. Dorcas Agik Abuya Odor. Addressing the gathering, the minister highlighted that the political and administrative structures have been influenced by the historical ties between Kenya and India due to their shared experience under British colonial rule. He noted that both the countries are committed to democratic principles, transparency and good governance. The minister also spoke about the maritime challenges and various environmental concerns, emphasizing the need to find sustainable solutions. He also informed that the National Centre for Good Governance, NCGG, has trained more than 5,000 civil servants from Asia and Africa. The Supreme Court yesterday ordered the construction and availability of separate toilet facilities for males, females, PWD and transgender persons in all court premises and tribunals across the country. A bench of Justices J.V. Pardiwala and R. Mahadevan said that toilets are not merely a matter of convenience, but a basic necessity which is a facet of human rights. Access to proper sanitation is recognized as a fundamental right under Article 21 of the Constitution, which guarantees the right to life and personal liberty. This right inherently includes ensuring a safe and hygienic environment for all individuals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani on 19 January. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program to the toll-free number 1-800-11-7800. People can also share their input online by the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions of the upcoming episode will be accepted till the 17th of this month. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, AIR News, website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels on the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Amid the deteriorating air quality in the national capital, Delhi, the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has decided to impose all actions under Graded Response Action Plans, GRAP 3 and 4 in Delhi NCR. Under the GRAP 3, a ban is being implemented on non-essential construction work and road construction activities, stone crusher operations and mining activities in the entire NCR. There will also be restrictions on plying of BS3 petrol and BS4 four-wheeler diesel vehicles in Delhi and the districts of Gurugram, Faridabad, Ghaziabad and Gautam Buddh Nagar. Besides, the Delhi government and the state government and the NCR will also have to mandatorily conduct classes in schools for children up to class 5th in a hybrid mode. Further, under the stage 4 category, schools will have to mandatorily conduct hybrid classes for students starting from class 6th to 9th and class 11th as well. In the Khokho World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams showcased exceptional performances to advance to the quarterfinals at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi, yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.